With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades-Carney.
And I'm Nikki Ouellette. As of 7 p.m. Wednesday, Montana is reporting 217 known cases of the COVID-19 illness caused by the novel coronavirus. 19 people are hospitalized, and the state health department says 5 people have died.
Following up on Governor Steve Bullock's order earlier this week, the Montana National Guard is sending 73 soldiers and airmen to screen people coming into the state for signs of the illness caused by the novel coronavirus. They'll be stationed at airports and train stations across the state, taking temperatures of people deboarding and connecting them with a medical provider if they have a fever.
And this is because all travelers coming into Montana are under an order to self-quarantine for 2 weeks when they arrive.
And another new development, the Montana Supreme Court issued an opinion late yesterday in response to the ACLU of Montana and disability rights advocates. The group filed suit yesterday saying the state isn't doing enough to prevent inmates in its care from getting COVID-19. Our colleague Edward O'Brien reported the story yesterday and spoke with Bernadette Franks Ongoy, the executive director of Disability Rights Montana.
We want all detainees to be safe, and people with disabilities are particularly vulnerable in a prison setting.
How did state officials respond to this?
Hours after the suit was filed, Governor Steve Bullock issued some directives for the justice system aimed at keeping inmates safe. Some of those policies were already in place, but the groups say those efforts aren't enough and are moving forward with the suit. The state Supreme Court says this is serious enough. The state needs to file a counterargument in 5 days.
In another rapid development, yesterday the Toole County Public Health Department announced a third death there. Toole County currently has 6 cases. Their population there is just less than 5,000 people, and their positive case count for COVID-19 includes employees at the Marias Medical Center in Shelby, that's the county's hospital, and also employees at the Marias Heritage Center. This is a retirement and assisted living center that has 38 apartments in it. And the medical center says that others were exposed, so they're expecting to likely see more positive cases show up in Toole County. They've taken steps to contain, do the contact tracing, asking people to self-isolate.
Over the past week, we've been starting to see a steeper incline in the positive cases in Montana. And again, those are just the tested positive cases. We know there are other cases that aren't being tested out there. And over the weekend, 2 deaths were announced in a single day.
And sadly, it's probably going to remain that way and get worse. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, this is an independent population health research center at the University of Washington Medicine, they released a forecast that's meant to help hospitals prepare for a surge of COVID cases.
And are they forecasting anything specific for Montana?
UW is expecting to see a peak resource use, so that's peak surge in hospitalizations, on April 26th. Montana is about 10 days behind the national average in that regard. They're predicting we will have a shortage of ICU beds by 44. They say we'll need 103 ventilators.
Nikki, I'm not trying to sound too dire, but also being realistic with what projections are. What is this group forecasting for deaths in Montana?
They're expecting Montana will hit its peak in deaths on April 25th. They're saying 9 deaths could happen on that day, but it's a range, anywhere from 5 to 15. They are forecasting a total of 270 deaths from the COVID-19 illness through August.
How long do they say the surge in Montana could last?
The forecast only considers the next 4 months. They say our peaks will be in late April, early May, but we will be seeing impacts through at least mid-June.
And where is this information in these forecasts? Where is it coming from?
They're pulling info from the World Health Organization, national governments, and they made a model using hospital capacity and use data and other data from observed COVID cases in specific locations. And really, these models need to be taken with a grain of salt. They're just forecasts. John Felton is the Yellowstone County public health officer, and he actually spoke about this particular model at a press conference yesterday.
We use those models to the best of our ability, but it's really, you really can't say exactly what this is going to look like in 2 weeks or a month or 2 months.
Another thing that's particular about this University of Washington forecast is that it assumes that all of the social distancing measures that are currently in place, so the stay-at-home order, the traveler quarantine, the school and business closures, it assumes all of those will remain in place and people will actually do it. And that's the numbers we're seeing based on those assumptions.
Failure to follow these recommendations for a substantial period of time likely means more sick people, increased demands on our already overstressed healthcare and social service systems, and ultimately more families burying their loved ones.
And Felton, like every other healthcare provider out there, is saying wash your hands, cover your cough, and really widen your personal bubble. Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks, Corin.